Brothers that are doing second Jummah are kindly requested to move forward, please. Jazakumullah. Kindly move forward. May Allah reward you.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil habibil mustafa wa ala alihi wa sahbihi nujumil huda qadatit tuqa amma ba'd. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي.
Respected elders and dear listeners, today's topic, and we've got only a few minutes, we'll try and cover as much as we can, and inshallah then we'll continue with the same discussion in our next session, inshallah. To begin with, let me ask you a question. What month is this?
Brothers?
December, yeah? December, mashallah. We all know it's a December. Very good. It's a December. Let me ask you another question. What is the Hijri month? According to our Hijri calendar, what month are we in? Jumad al-Thani, mashallah. Jumad al-Thani, Jumad al-Akhir. MashaAllah. Some of us know it, but if you see, majority of us, we are well aware of the Gregorian calendar. There's nothing wrong in it. I'm not saying it's najais. I'm not saying it's impermissible to use it. But if we look into our lives, we'll understand that we've given importance to that calendar because we deal with that calendar. That's fine. But when it comes to our Hijri calendar, we need to also give importance to that. Because remember, it's our identity. Hijri calendar, remember, the calendar of every nation, it's its identity. It's not just a calendar, it's its identity. Right? So we need to give it importance. We need to understand. We need to firstly educate ourselves and then teach our kids as well. Show them the importance of a Hijri calendar. You know, what we call is as in Islamic calendar, Islamic months, we need to first educate ourselves and then show the importance of this to our next generation, our kids, our children. So inshallah, today we'll try and understand some brief history behind our Hijri calendar. Where did it come from? Where did it all begin? Right? And we'll try and understand the importance of it as well. As we know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born in Makkah Mukarramah. And from there, he migrated to Medina Munawwara. He moved to Medina Munawwara by the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, after he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, for many years, even after that, even after the migration, even after the hijrah, there was no Hijri calendar established as such as we've got today, you know, according to the years. It was not established yet. It was only after 16 years of migration, 16 years, Solah Sal Kebad, after 16 years of migration of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, that's when the Hijri calendar was established. And up until that point, the Quraysh and the Arabs, the way they used to mark their year was based on some incident that used to take place. So if there was any major incident, they would just link that year with that incident. For example, Aamul Fil, the year of elephant. Right? So if anything happened in that year, they'll just say, oh, this thing happened in Amul Fil, the year of elephant. So any major incident took place, they would just link the thing with that incident. They would say, a year of this thing that happened. So any major incident, they would just link it with that. So there was no years as such as we've got today. And if there was nothing in a certain year, if there was no major incident that took place in a year, then they would just link it with the previous one. They would say, oh, 1 year after that incident, 2 years after that incident. So any major incident, they would just link it towards it. So that's how they used to mark it. But it was only after about 16 years of hijrah, of migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, Umar radiallahu anhu, there were few incidents that were reported. There are a few incidents that comes in narrations as well. And one of it was, there was a dispute, an argument between two people. And they started arguing and having a dispute over a matter. One person said that, oh, you need to pay me, you know, the money that you owed, you need to return it back to me this the previous Shaban. The other one said, no, it was the next year's Shaban. It was not the previous year's Shaban. So when this dispute was going on, Umar radiallahu anhu realized that we need to have our own independent calendar. We need to have our own calendar, independent calendar, like how the Persian and the Romans, they have it. So we need to have our own independent calendar as well. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he consulted the Sahabas, the companions, he made a mashwara. Alright, we need to have our own independent calendar. So how should we do it? Where should we begin it from? Which year should be the first year then? So now the Sahabas gave their opinions, they gave their mashwaras. Some said that we should begin from the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some Sahabi, they said that we should start from when the da'wah started, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started the da'wah. That's where we should begin our Islamic calendar, our Hijri calendar from. Now Ali radiallahu anhu suggested that no, we should begin our Hijri calendar the year when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. That's where we need to begin it from. Because that is the time when haq and batil were separated. When the truth and falsehood were separated. So it's a very major incident that happened from Makkah to Medina, the migration, the hijrah. So we should begin our hijrah calendar the year from that time, from that incident. So everyone liked it and everyone agreed upon it, and unanimously this was agreed upon, that our Hijri calendar, which is our independent one, will begin from the year of Hijrah. So that's why we say, the first year of Hijrah, the second year of Hijrah. So it was only established after about 16 years. So then they backdated it for the incidents that happened before that. So it was in the 16th year of Hijrah, that's when this happened. And then finally it was established that our identity, remember, as we mentioned, the calendar is not just a calendar. It's not just a calendar, it's our identity. We should make sure that we are familiar with it. We know the 12 months. We know what day is it today. We know where we are born. Remember, there are many, many ibadat. We'll look into it. There are many ibadat that we carry on, that we carry out, is based on this thing. It's based on our Hijri calendar. For example, you know, we pay out our yearly zakah. Zakah, which is compulsory. If you own our nisab, then we need to give our zakah. Now the calculation of zakah will not be based on our Gregorian calendar. It will not be that you will count, all right, from say for example, from the 15th of December till the next year, 15th of December, then 1 year has passed, you need to give out zakah. No, the calculation will be based on our Hijri calendar. We'll look at the year according to our Hijri calendar. Right? So that's the importance of it. So it was the 16th year, after the 16 years of migration, Umar radiallahu anhu then finally established that this is the year, meaning the Hijri here, that's our Islamic and our Hijri calendar, our own identity. Now the next discussion was, remember the months were there from before, Muharram, Safar, they were there. Muharram, Safar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran as well. The months were there, but it was just that 12 continuous months. But now when you begin a new calendar, a Hijri calendar, you need to know which is the first month. Which is the first month of our Hijri calendar. Because it was just the continuous cycle, 12 months. Now it was a discussion as well. And then the discussion amongst Uthman radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, and then finally they agreed upon that Muharram will be the first Islamic month. First Hijri calendar, first month will be Muharram. And the reasoning that is mentioned in Sirah as well, that why it was Muharram, because if you look at as well the Hijri calendar, it began from the Hijrah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So if you think in that way, then we should also think that the month in which the Hijrah was done, it should be that month. And which is the month that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. It was Muharram. It was Rabi'ul Awwal. It was Rabi'ul Awwal. That was the month wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So logic says that it should be that month. Rabi'ul Awwal should have been the first month. But no, the first month that was established and which was agreed upon unanimously was Muharram. And the reason being, Muharram being the first month, is because, see, in those days, most of them would go and perform Hajj. Even if they were living in Medina Munawwara or anywhere else, they would go and perform Hajj. And Hajj would take place in Dhul-Hijjah, in the month Dhul-Hijjah, right? Dhul-Hijjah, the days of Hajj. And the month after Dhul-Hijjah is Muharram. So now people, when they'll go for Hajj, they'll return back, and normally it would take about 2 weeks' time to get back to Medina Munawwara in those days. And when a person has done Hajj, it's like a new beginning for that person. Remember, when you go for Hajj, your previous sins get forgiven, you do Tawbah, and it's like your new beginning. So that's how they establish, all right, when a person comes back from Hajj, the next month that he begins is Muharram. So we'll just start our next year, our Hijri calendar year, with the month Muharram. So then unanimously everyone agreed upon, and Muharram was the first Islamic and Hijri calendar month. Now, see, these are the 12 months. Hijri calendar, the 12 months which begins with Muharram and it ends on Dhul-Hijjah. Dhul-Hijjah, the 12 Hijri calendar months. So as we mentioned, we need to be familiar with these months. We need to learn ourselves and we need to know what day is it today. Today is the 18th of Jumad al-Thani, Jumad al-Ukhra. And the year is 14, anyone, 14? 1446. That's our Hijri calendar year, right? So we need to be familiar with it, and we need to teach our children as well. We need to teach our kids the importance of this. Remember, as we mentioned, it's not just a calendar, it's our identity. Because many of the historical events, many things has been linked with our Hijri calendar. If you go back and learn Seerah, you'll find, oh, this incident took place in the first year of Hijrah, in the second year of Hijrah, the third year of Hijrah. So our history is linked with our Hijri calendar. And inshallah, next session, we'll also try and discuss the ibadat that we try and do. You know, see, alhamdulillah, we're all believers, and we carry out our worshipping, the ibadat. That also revolves around our Hijri calendar. That also revolves around our Hijri calendar. And ibadat, worshipping, we know the importance of it. We know how important it is. As we are the believer, it's not just that, oh, that we have done our responsibility. No, as a believer, we need to carry out our ibadat, our worshippings. Alhamdulillah, that's why we are here in the masjid, to offer our Jumu'ah Salah. Right? Because we know the sense of accountability. We need to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give accounts. I'll just end, in fact, inshallah, we'll try and do this in the next session as well. There's no time remaining today. But, you know, our today's session, just to do a quick recap, is that we'll try, inshallah, we'll make a niyyah intention that we'll try and go home today and read through or try and learn at least the 12 Islamic or Hijri months, yeah, which begins with Muharram and it ends on Dhul-Hijjah. And inshallah, in our next session, we'll try and understand more the importance of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding of deen. Amin ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.